Your opinion, how can nonprofits work, collaborate with abolitionists, to migrate the damaging effect of prison industrial complex? On that question, and I had to think about this for a while, a nonprofit that established concrete tools for an incarcerated person to use once reentering back into society will achieve all of this. If I'm a nonprofit and I'm listening to what the inmate wants versus what the inmate is asking for, or what the inmate needs, versus what he's asking for or she's asking for, I think that is essential. Most inmates think they need financial support once they get out of here. In all actuality, if there's transitional housing or subsidized housing that a person can go to, now they need to be able to be financially secure. Most crimes are committed due to financial burden. And I think financial education is key. I think that if a nonprofit can establish that and use that as a stepping stone to help people, also how to communicate their emotions. As men, we don't communicate our emotions in a healthy way. And that creates to a lot of violent behavior. We become passive aggressive, or we repress a lot of the emotions, and therefore it comes out passively aggressive. Also, you have a lot of people in here who's fed up with being a gang member, but they can't say it. So if they can't say it, they have no outlet. But I think once a nonprofit comes in and helps them and assuring them that it's okay to say, hey, I'm fed up with this, and now what type of life do you want to live? And helping that individual in that aspect.